听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 20, Part C. Listen to these extracts from an interview with an expert on the American economy. Match the captions to the columns in the graphs. Then listen to the whole interview. And complete paragraph 1 of the article. Extract. First listening.
One effect of becoming wealthy is that it has made the rich more generous. 73% of those interviewed said that they were more willing to give their money away. 62% said they had increased their contributions to charities and good causes. 56% said they gave more money to relatives. And only 23% said that they spent more on luxury items like fur coats and jewelry. Well, there is a bad side to this, too. And that is that the average American is putting less into savings. Savings rates for the average American have fallen sharply, from 6.2% in 1993 to 3.8% today. It is predicted that this will fall to less than 2% next year. But the opposite is true for the very rich. In fact, the average rate for savings among the top 1% of wealthy people today is 24%.
Second listening.
We have with us in the studio today an expert on the American economy, Dr. Higgins. Dr. Higgins, could you tell us some of the more interesting things that have been happening in the American economy in the past few years?
Well, certainly. I suppose one of the most important things has been the dramatic growth in the stock market. The value of shares has gone up far more than we would have expected, and this has made a lot of people very wealthy.
But has it had good results for everyone?
Well, as they say, an incoming tide raises all boats. But I'm afraid that this isn't true of the stock market rise. If you are rich and have a yacht, your boat will have risen a lot higher than a little rowboat. What has happened is that the richest 1% of Americans, that's those who earn over $225,000 a year, or are worth more than $3 million, have seen the value of their shares rise by more than 70% since 1993. This means that their total worth has increased by about 43%.
That's a lot of money. What are they doing with it?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. One effect of becoming wealthy is that it has made the rich more generous. 73% of those interviewed said that they were more willing to give their money away. 62% said they had increased their contributions to charities and good causes. 56% said they gave more money to relatives. And only 23% said that they spent more on luxury items like fur coats and jewelry.
That's certainly good news for charities. What else did you find out?
Well, there is a bad side to this, too. And that is that the average American is putting less into savings. I'm afraid that in the long term, this could damage the economy. What we are seeing is that savings rates for the average American have fallen sharply, from 6.2% in 1993 to 3.8% today. People seem more confident about the future, so they see less reason to put money in the bank. It is predicted that this will fall to less than 2% next year. But the opposite is true for the very rich. In fact, the average rate for savings among the top 1% of wealthy people today is 24%.
All I can say is I wish they'd send some of their money my way. Dr. Higgins, thank you for talking to us today.
No, you're welcome.